Going on, everybody. This is Clowns with Four Guys Recorders doing a quick news show with Flemish, aka the Belgium sensation across the nation, who one day is gonna let me steal his whole candy dish after he gets it refilled, and I will run down the street handing out candy to the whole neighborhood. What's going on, buddy? How's it going, Flemish?
Nobody teaches. Eats my candy. It's me. Only me. You don't touch me. Touch my candy. Nope. Never.
What do you call it in Belgium? Spoendekus?
Snoepkes.
Oh, Snoepkes. That's right.
It's my local dialect, actually. The real term, how you say it, is actually Snoephoed.
Snoephoed.
Yeah, or Snoop.
Or Snoop.
Yeah, so to make it easy, just Snoop. Yeah.
So if somebody says Snoop Dogg, they think Candy Dog?
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
No, that's Snoop Dogg because with two O's.
Oh, okay. So you could tell the difference? Damn, I was trying to trick you, Flemish. Damn, I can't trick you.
It's not the same with eyes. Eyes and E-I-E-S.
I'll never understand Snoepkes and Spoendekoot and all those words that Flemish knows, those big words over there.
Oh, Midway Mons is like, come on, clowns, get it right.
Hey, what's up, Midway? What's up, Stephanie? What's up, Fun? Don't worry. Nobody's touching Flemish. He's touching his Halo statue, so everybody's safe. You got a Halo statue.
Can I show off my Halo statue, clowns? Please.
It's not gonna show because I have your avatar, your floating avatar.
No. It's
how about this, Flemish? I will show off your statue on the next Four Guys Recorders. I'll get an image of it and I'll let the whole panel rate it for you.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because Midway will give it like a 1 out of 1. So Midway wants you to spell iCup.
I-C-U-P.
Oh, he tricked you, Flemish. Do you get it?
I-C-U-P. Yeah. Okay, I got it. Yeah.
It's like you got it.
All jokes aside. We're here for our review of the Series X. I just got my food, so it better be a damn good review of you clowns, because I don't want to get my food cold, you know?
Don't worry, I do this for nothing.
My food is religious. I'm religious about my food.
Your squid onion rings will be all right. Don't worry about that, buddy. So anyway, I want to go into this because Flemish has got, you know, a 4K TV that could do 120 hertz. It can like fly the PS5 to the moon and back. It's like a real fancy TV. And I want him to go ahead and discuss some of his issues with it first, you know, how he set up the Series X, what he's got to do to get it working, you know, his plan, his set. On getting this right, Flemish? Because you have a plan and you're putting in an emotion and you're going to make it happen, right?
Yeah, okay, but I just tried it and it didn't work because it's the same firmware update. But we'll bring it back just a little bit, clowns. You're going too far. Why not talk first about the delivery, how that went? Because for you, it went a little bit it went right, but for me, it was sideways all the way.
Well your delivery is like my PS5 delivery, which I'll tell at the end of the show. But however, yes, my delivery did go smooth. The guy at GameStop did put it aside for me. I didn't have to camp out. And I was nice to them after that. And I even went back and brought them pizza. And the girl working there was like, "Oh, thank you so much." I was like, "Yep, no problem. Thanks for my Series X." And then I walked out the door. But Flemish was not so lucky. Flemish had an issue. No, Born Distracted. This is the 4G QTV news. It's like a quicker show. You know, where Flemish gets to talk about different things and bring up different things that he thinks of and shows his candy bowl off once in a while when you have the camera on. So, but Flemish is going to tell you about his delivery in the count of 3, 2, one, go, Flemish.
Okay, so first of all, the delivery. So normally I was going to get my console at launch. I was waiting for my delivery and it updated on Monday. So Monday I was like, okay, it's going to be delivered Tuesday. So it's going to be delivered tomorrow. And then tomorrow rolled around, Tuesday morning. And I was like, okay, I'm waking up at 8 in the morning, going to wait for my console. Like, you never know when they come. Like, they could come from 8 in the morning to like 9 in the evening. So it could be the whole day waiting for nothing. And apparently at 11, it says delivery time unknown. Like, it changed. Like, they don't know when it's going to be here at my house. So I'm like, what? Okay. So I wait a few more hours. And at 3 in the afternoon, I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm going to call them. I need to call them. I need to know. It's already 3 p.m. I need to know when they're going to come because I'm waiting for this console the whole damn day. I want to get my Halo statue because that was also releasing at the same day on the 10th. And I need to pick that up. And yeah, I was like, ugh. So I called them and they said, yeah, it's not going to be delivered today. It's going to be tomorrow. I'm like, okay, that's cool, So I checked my tracking number like 5 minutes late and it says, yeah, it's going to be delivered on Thursday. I'm like, oh man, what's going on? Like, no, that's the last day I'm home. Like, I took 3 days off for this console. It's my first console launch. I wanted to be there at launch, you know? Not going to wait for 2 damn days. Like, I know it's only a small amount of time. Like, most people, there are some people who have to wait till December to get the consoles. But I'm like, okay, so that's nothing. I'll just do it. So I'll just wait. So I'm like, okay, I don't need to wake up tomorrow because it's Wednesday. And I know I'm only getting my console on Thursday. So I wake up like really late at 1 in the afternoon. I played till like 5 on my One X, got in a special party. Can I talk about that, Clouds? About the party I was in? Because you made my dream come true, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can... I think we could briefly talk about it. I mean... okay.
So, Clouds is someone that knows a lot of people. And he was messaging me. Like, sometimes he talks about who is in a party with. And he was talking like, hey, like Flemish, I mean, the party was Phil Spencer. And I'm like, oh, can I join? Because he knows I want to join someday. I wanted to talk to Phil Spencer once. Why is Midmain Monster like sleeping? What the hell is going on? Ah, this is not boring. Wow.
He doesn't have the Snoop Kiss. He needs Snoop Kiss.
I don't have the Snoop Kiss. Yes, I know. So yeah, you asked him and it was okay. So I went into the party, talked a little bit with Phil. Like, talking with Phil is just so special. Like, he's just another gamer, man. He doesn't feel like he's a CEO of Xbox. He just feels like another gamer in the room. And we talked a little. It was so fun. Like, it felt so good to do that at launch on Tuesday evening. But no, so my console got here and man, just waking up at 1 and I think my console is going to come tomorrow. And then an hour later, the driver just stops in front of my door in the middle of the street and like, huh? Why is there a delivery truck? And then I see him running to my door. I'm like, okay. And he calls the doorbell. I'm like, okay, I need to go outside. And then I see this box. And you just know it's the right box. You see how the box is formed, right? It's square. But the amount of squareness were just like, this is the Series X. I just know it. So I'm like taking this box. I'm screaming like a little girl, like, and yeah, so I put it down. And no Snoopkins today. I just want my food, but I need to wait till after the show. So he actually, Clowns is punishing me at this moment, I have to say, for talking about my Series X experience instead of eating. But man, having that console, like opening that console is just an own experience, I have to say. Like, it's so special. And then plugging that console in is like, it's bigger than I thought it would be. Like, people were saying it's small, but it's actually a little bit higher than I wanted it to be, because it doesn't fit just under my TV. And because my TV has a special stand where I can actually flip it sideways and stuff. Like, I can flip it 180 degrees and have like an arm sticking out like for half a meter. It just doesn't fit under my TV. So I have to basically loop around it if I want to watch my TV from my living room, which is a little bit sad. But while I'm eating, like, I sometimes put up some music. So that's not going to happen anymore. Shame. But yeah, I'll take the sacrifice. Like, this console is so great. Like, when you boot it up, oh my God, the sound coming from the console. Clowns. What's your first experience, man, when you boot up the console? What did you think?
Well, my first experience when I booted up the console, I had, to be honest with you guys, for some reason, I had difficulty setting it up. I figured out why. But what happened was, is that Xbox Live was down, so I had the infinite circle loop every time I was trying to set it up. It took me about 2 hours to get it set up once Xbox Live got their services back up and running. But after that transition, it was a pretty smooth setup. I had no issues at all. The boot screen is super fast. Like, I'll turn on my console and I have everything fed through my Elgato capture card. So the weird thing is before that, my monitor even shows the picture of the console booting up. It's already booted up on my PC on the Elgato card. So it goes straight to my dashboard. So it is really fast. It's really cool. This what you're seeing here in Wreckfest, I'm playing on the Series X. Of course, it is in 1080p because that's all my graphics card can capture. And the load times between these matches are super fast. It's like extremely insane. The menu's insane. Flamish's squid onion rings are insane. I advise you not to eat them. I think that's what he's trying to do right now. But, you forgot to mute your mic, Flamish.
I'm
hungry. Graphic God is going to need to put you in the box of shame. So, box of shame next episode for Flamish. And like, the load times are insane. Like, honestly, though, this console is a huge difference over the 1X. Like, I did not think that we would be able to get something so power-packed at $500. It just blows my mind how they pulled this off, and they're definitely taking losses on these consoles. I don't even think they're honest on how much of a loss they're taking. But it's butter smooth. It's great. I love it. I played some backwards compat games too, and I don't even think they're optimized for Series X. I played Crysis 1 off the EA Play Game Pass now, and SSX as well. Mm. And the games were loaded super fast, like super quick. My eyes are not as great as Graphics God. He would know retro games on the 360 better than I would, because he probably played more of those on there. But Crysis looked like it had some upscaling to it. Like, it looked like there was like some textures that popped out more. Normally, if I was looking on 360, it felt like it'd be in the background, like Flemish's food tray that he's banging around making music to heavy metal.
What?
Yeah, we can still hear it, Flemish.
I'm closing the package so it doesn't get cold.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You should
have respect. I have respect for you, clowns.
You should have got a
so much respect for you now, and you're still like insulting me.
No, you should got a PS5. Yes. You put that on the PS5 heat lamp; it'll stay hot forever.
I don't have a PS5. I don't want one at the moment.
Maybe you go on fire as well. No,
but. No.
Guys, right now, you saw that load? That load is Series X load. Like, I'm about to head into something else, I think. I think I am on this, and it's going to load quick again. So, the quick resume, I didn't really mess with. Flamish did more of that, and I'm going to go ahead and let him talk about that, but you know, before we get to the quick resume and Flamish talks about it, I'll let him mute his mic and bite one of his squid onion rings. So
no, they're done. Like
they're done.
I close it. I close it for you. Okay. For you, my boy. For you, my boy.
So the people in India and Pakistan that are gonna listen later, I hope they know what squid onion rings are. It's like calamari and onion rings instead of an onion, which I would never condone it, but Flemish is supporting that cause. So
it's not what? It's nothing special. It's like an onion ring, but with squid inside. What's bad about it?
No, it's just, everybody has their own thing. Just not my thing. But the latency on this controller, let's talk about that. It is fantastic. I've heard people say that they had the Elite Series 1 and 2, and they won't even use that with this, that they use the Series X controller because the latency is so smooth, it's so quick. It's like, it is a big difference, especially in when I play Wreckfest, it's a huge difference. Like, I can turn corners better, everything just feels better. The bottom's got grips like the old GameStop Special Editions had grips. So it's just great. I mean, I love it. The design is fantastic. Xbox really went all out in this. I don't really have any complaints of this whatsoever. I haven't tried the ping pong ball on top of my Series X yet to see how long it could levitate. I might do a counter to see how long it could levitate. That I might do. But other than that, I mean, no issues whatsoever. Watch Dogs was even super fast. Borderlands 3 was faster, but the weird thing with the X for me is that every time I got like a game update in the background, it stops the game, goes to the game update, comes back to the game, and then if there's another update, goes back to the update. And maybe I just didn't do a setting correctly, I don't know, but I'm going to have to check that out. But other than that, I really don't have any complaints. It's just fantastic. You know, Flemish, why don't you go ahead and talk about your quick resume situation?
Okay, so first of all, quick resume. This is a thing I thought I didn't need until I have it. Like, this is something you want, like, you didn't think you would use it until you have it. Like, I said wrong. Like, this is so amazing. Like, I'll paint you a picture, guys. I'm in a party with clowns and I think Zemi Games at the moment. And I was like, yeah, we're talking about Destiny 2. And I was checking a game out and went into some Wreckfest, me and clowns. And then after the game, I think Zemi was asking like, yeah, I was asking if he wanted to play some Destiny 2 maybe. And he was like, yeah, not right now, I'm playing Valhalla. So I'm like, okay, I'll go back in. So I jump back into Destiny, right? And the game boots up like exactly where I was. There was nothing special. Oh, bad driving, clowns, I have to say. Damn. a little jab at the side for you, of course. I have to do it, you know. It's my Flemish experience that comes up. So. But no, the quick resume is like so cool. I'm playing like six games at the same time, testing every game out a little bit. Like I played some Borderlands, I played some Valhalla, I played some Watch Dogs. I was like, I haven't played Watch Dogs yet, except for like 10 minutes until I got some frame rate issues on the One X. And I got the same frame rate issue on the Series X, actually. It's just when the game starts. So I think I had to buy it through on the One X before. But I didn't. And I'm actually glad for it. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to check out this game for 1 hour. And then I'm like, okay, let's start with Valhalla. So I had a patch. I waited for the patch. And I'm like, okay, let's start with Valhalla after the patch. So I waited after the patch. And when I started it up, I'm like, okay, let's play an hour. So I played for an hour. And I'm like, okay, let's play some more Watch Dogs after that. So I had jumped into Watch Dogs, and it was amazing. It was just where I left off, and I was like, okay, let's play. And then after that, I played some Tourist, because Tourist is also a Series X enhanced game, and it looks beautiful on the OLED. Oh my God. And I got Tetris Effect as well, which is in Game Pass for free. And it's beautiful as well on the OLED TV. Like, you have no idea on the OLED, it looks all. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous, clowns. There's nothing more gorgeous than Tetris Effect. Like, all the colors. Like, you have to play the game. That game is going to be one of my next-gen game of the years, I would say. Like, one of my games of the year. Except the problem with, I want to play the connected game world with the bosses, but I can't seem to connect to other people. Like, I can't find other people to play with. Oh. I want to try those modes, but they don't want to find other people on ranked. Like, how can I rank myself up if I can't find people?
Well, Flymish, I'll help you out with that one. Okay. Xbot is actually a fan of Tetris Effect. I believe you touted it on Twitter. So maybe Xbot, you, me every now and then, or other people, you get a Tetris Effect game going. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, but the problem is that it doesn't make my rank go up. It only makes my level go up, so I get more cactus to choose from. But I don't get a new rank. I don't get rank points. And I want my rank to go up because I'm really enjoying this game, but I can't play the multiplayer. So what am I playing for? Sad. But
Xbot would definitely win. I think Xbot would beat us for sure, but I'm down.
Oh, man. Me and him, we were neck on neck. Like, one time he was the MVP, then I was the MVP. We tried to beat that bot, the scorpion. But, man, he's tough. Like, he beat us over and over. I think we tried him 3 times and we got crushed at the end. Just at the end. It was so sad, but, man, he's tough. He's tough, and he's only the second part of the boss. So, holy damn.
Graphic God actually has a question in the chat. He says, what do I need to do as a career to afford all next-gen consoles and a new TV that will take advantage of them? Graphic God, that's a good question, because I don't know how Flemish has got, like, all this brand-new equipment either. I think it has something to do with him being the Belgium sensation across the nation. He's probably, like, going on tour in Discord chat singing, like, Mary Had a Little Lamb, and people are throwing money at him. Like, lots of money at him just for, you know, how good he sings, or maybe just to get him out of the chat. I don't know. But either way, it must be working. Flemish, is it working?
So, how am I doing this? First of all, I bought the C9 last year. I was paying so little rent that I'm like, okay, I can afford this TV each month. Like, I pay a little and then I get the TV. So I'm always at the end of the payment, but man, it was worth it, man. The C9 is so beautiful, the OLED. Like, I'm so happy with my purchase. Just the issue that I'm having with the Series X, and now I'm getting to it, is like when I boot it up, right? I put it on 4K 120 VRR because it has variable refresh rate, the C9. And my screen doesn't input game. Like, when I start a game, it doesn't want to, like, start the game. It goes to a black screen. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So after a couple of tries, I'm like, okay, I have to look online. Maybe there are some issues. So it seems the VRR is not working at the moment. Like, there's a lot of issues with different TVs that have VRR, variable refresh rate. So I turned it off. And then I got latest firmware update. And nobody should be able to play in 120 frames. But even that has issues. Like, it doesn't want to... It does want to boot the game, but then I got, like, this weird line in the middle of my TV that disappears when I go back to 60 hertz. So at the moment, I cannot even experience 120 hertz. I'm playing on 60 at the moment, which is sad, but I can't wait, man. 2 weeks. 2 weeks and then it should be fixed normally. Like they said, the TV manufacturers, that it's going to take 2 weeks to get a patch out. Got the latest firmware update, but man, I really want that to work, man. I want to see those 120 frames. Like, I want to be a snob at this moment. Like, just this TV is what I paid it for. I paid it because I wanted to play it on the Series X. I know what was going to happen with the HDMI 2.1 since then. So I really wanted to go for that feature. And now it's not working. I feel a little bit crushed on the inside. I'm like, no, this is why I paid this TV. This has to work. So yeah, I was a little bit so crushed. But man, playing those games on the OLED is just so beautiful. Like all those colors pop, especially in games like Tetris Effect. Like I said earlier, I was like, and then you got this controller, right? So the controller has low input latency. The low input latency on this controller is so amazing. And I love the clickiness of the D-pad buttons. It gives me feedback when I click the button. So I know when I click it instantly, my character moves. But not only that, the rumble is something that I think Zemi or Fun Speculation was talking me about. I think it's Fun Speculation that told me to go back into Tetris Effect Connected and check out the rumble feature, because the rumble in this control is even better than in the Elite V2. I'm not gonna touch my Elite V2 anymore. Actually, I really don't want to touch it. The only thing I think is a shame on my Elite V2 is the case. The case is so beautiful, has a nice charging port, and now I can't use it anymore because it's not supported with the new control. So I ordered some batteries, and I can tell you this, guys. I got a suggestion from someone that does know what he's talking about, and the Eneloop Pro batteries are the best, are the most recommended at this moment. The Eneloop Pro. Like, if you get those batteries, those are one of the best batteries at this moment with the most luck, give the most juice. But there are so many different batteries, so I guess you could use any, but those are one of the best, I would say. That's what I heard. That's what I got from someone, a source, so.
Yep, the Eneloops allegedly last the longest as well. So you charge them up, they last a long time, and it's almost a professional grade rechargeable battery. Well, I'm just out of curiosity, when you looked up you said Eneloop Pro, how much on average do they cost?
So with the charger, because I bought it with the charger, right? It was 67 euros. I'll actually search it up right now, because I was like, I really want these Eneloop Pro, and I'm going to pay them next month. I still got them here. So the Eneloop Pro, there are different colors. You can get different colors, guys. You can get the white ones and the black ones. Like the Eneloop Pro, let's see. Eneloop Pro are around 80 euros. And it's a milliamp of 2450. That's pretty high for battery, I have to say. You also got the sliding AA R6 2550, which is amazing. Huh. And there are so many different ones, but I really wanted these in Eneloop Pro because they got recommended to me. So yeah, I'm taking those, man. I'm not taking my chances. I want this controller to last without a wire. And because it is the low input latency, I don't need a wire anymore. So I can just take my controller from my desktop. And yeah, I'm like, yep, I'm done. I can play.
Flemish in the chat, Pixelbit did a super chat, but I think that one's for you, buddy. If you read it, you want to read it?
Same boat, Flemish, on the CX. Ugh. And no, the new control works too. And yes, in the Eneloop Pro feel 50 hours. Wow. They will last good for a good 10 years. Yeah, so it's an investment. I really needed those batteries. I feel I'm still using the same batteries that it came with. So I'm very lucky because it's only going to get delivered after the weekend. So I have to wait till the 16th to get my batteries. So I hope they last till then. But man, it's so good, this control, the rumble feature. No joke, man. You got this control, right? And the rumble features goes into the triggers with a different kind of rumble. So the triggers feel different. Like you're playing Tetris Effect and it has music, right? So when you play the music goes over the whole controller. But when you move, it goes over the triggers. Like when you move down, like slam it down, it's amazing. Like this control is so next gen. And then the share button, it's so fun to just click the button and take a screenshot. Or like, oh, something funny happened. I need to record this. You don't need to go to the record anymore on the dashboard. You can just like, boop, you hold the button and you record. It's so beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking up the Eneloop Pro right now out of curiosity in US dollars. And they have a kit that's $54.88. It comes with 8 AA and 2 AAA. With an advanced individual battery charger and plastic storage kit. Or you could just buy the charger for $32.99. Flemish, take over. My dog is going nuts.
Okay. So I don't know. Why is my... Oh, no, it's without the batteries. Okay, I see. Yeah. So, man, talk about this dashboard, right? So about the controller, we said enough. Like, there's nothing more to say about the controller. Like, it's light, it's cool, the triggers are a little bit better, it feels better in your hand, it feels faster, like it feels so responsive. But the dashboard, it's such a difference when you open it up and you see like this moving screen behind the Xbox. Like, it knows me, it knows I wanted the color purple. Like the first time I boot it up, it's like, oh, purple. I love purple. It's my favorite color. So seeing that like swirl of purple across the screen, it's like, this console is built for me. It feels like it's my first ever launch console. So I'm like double excited over other people, I would say. Like, I cannot stop playing this console. I don't even want to play my PC anymore, guys. I told this on Boom Show. I was just before on Boom Show. Like, my PC is like dust at this moment. It's only good for podcasting. I have World of Warcraft, Shadowlands, which is a new expansion that actually started today with the pre-patch, like the actual pre-patch. And man, I don't even want to play Shadowlands. I want to play like Call of Duty and Valhalla and the other games. And normally I'm a huge World of Warcraft fan. So having the Xbox Series X, I don't want to play anything else anymore. And what people don't know, and this is the kicker, discs normally take a little bit longer to load, right? Because they need to read the disc. I was loading up Kakarot. Oh, okay, so Clowns is gonna get the batteries too. Lol. Yeah. So I was looking at Dragon Ball Z Kakarot because I got the game on disc. I'm like, okay, let's test a disc-based game. That game loads so quickly. Oh my god! The only thing they need to do is stop with like the developers in the beginning, like the splash screens that you got from all the different developers. If they lose that, the games will load so quickly you cannot even look at your phone. Like, I cannot basically look at my phone anymore while gaming. That's the most beautiful thing and the most joyful thing. Clowns is saying I'm bad on the turns when the EU servers. Yeah, now he's blaming on me. You know, that's what Clowns does.
No, listen. So this is when you and I were playing Flemish and I was in the EU servers. My ping was 136 and Flemish's was like 17. So I had a hard time around some of these turns because he was hosting. But it's still fun no matter what. I mean, the whole idea is just to crash in fun ways. And we definitely like to crash up on Flemish when we get a group going. Mav knows that for sure. Just never let Flemish be the school bus. It's all over. Once he's a school bus, you've lost the game because he will reset that thing as fast as possible. You go to hit it, you're going to slam a wall, and your guy, if you actually saw a guy in your car, he'd fly out the window. Pong Soul asked, okay, he's asking Pixelbit if he's got the CX. I guess yeah, firmware. 3.11.25. Do Do you have point? Do you have the CX Flemish?
No, I have the C9. I've got the older model, which is actually a little bit better than the CX. It seems like it has a couple of features that you can find on the CX. I don't know what it is, but my firmware update is only a 5.0.0.0.3. So I don't know what's going on there. Like, it's a different TV, so I guess it's a different firmware. But yeah, nobody should be fixed, but yeah, it's not fixed for me. So I'm still waiting for the real firmware update, I guess.
Well, Flemish, I got news for you. If you continue to have problems with your TV, I'll make a deal with you, right? So you send me your TV and I'll send you my 1080p gaming monitor and we'll call it even.
Clowns, you can go foot yourself if you want. But I'll never trade my TV. Like, it's bolted into the wall. Like, these bolts, when you got this TV with the stand, right? This TV is heavy. It's incredibly heavy with the stand, but I took the stand out. But having like the on the wall stand, right, where you can actually flip the TV, has bolts that are literally as big, as deep, I think, as a console and a half of the Series X.
Okay.
That's how deep these bolts go into the wall to carry this TV. And it's amazing, man. I would not wish any other TV than OLED anymore. Like, this is the most beautiful picture you ever get. Like, I swear, if you don't get an OLED, you don't get an OLED.
I don't got an OLED, Flemish. I don't got one.
Yeah, but if you're going to buy a new TV, you're not going to buy an OLED. That's okay, but I think you should get an OLED next, Flemish.
You know how much money those things go for?
They're priced up now. It's 1,800 now in dollars for a new OLED.
Let me just pull $1,800 out of my pants pocket and paying cash for that, you know? Let me just...
Okay.
Hold on. I'm checking. Hold on. Fine. I'm checking my wallet. Let's see. I got a $20 bill. Can I make a deal for $20?
No, Clemens, it's not going to happen. Second of all, I do want to say, like, you all say you can't afford one. Okay, I do understand that, like, it's difficult times. But I did it before the time. I did it a year and a half ago. I was prepared for this. Like, I was prepared for this for a long time, even before I started podcasting. So, yeah, it's my luck, I guess. Also, it's because my vacation money, like, I get vacation money, 4,000 euros on top of my regular wage every May. In May, that's actually on my birthday. That's cool. So I don't want to talk to a lot about money because I don't want to like throw around that I have like money enough, because that's not true. But having that extra,
let me just stop you there. You're the one talking about it. Graphic guys, okay.
Let me stop it here. Like, the Xbox Series X. So let me tell you something about Valhalla. Because Valhalla, no one is really talking about this, but I've been to Norway. I lived in Norway for 7 months. And people don't know this. Like, I had an ex-wife where I lived with in Norway for some time. And being in Valhalla, being in Norway, which you are in the beginning of the game, not going to spoil it more, guys, don't worry, is like I feel at home. I felt like I was back there. It felt exactly the same how it is over there. It's amazing. That game is amazing, guys. You have to play Valhalla. Don't wait on it. Be glad Cyberpunk is not here at launch, because you would not play any other game and you would miss out on Valhalla and other games. So, yeah. I wanted to say that. Back to you, Clowns.
Pong says that he said that there is a good TV on sale right now, the Vizio H1 for $900.
Yeah, but it's not VRR compatible, not 120 frames. So I would not recommend. It's also not the best HDR out there. But like I said, like I was going for the best at that particular time. But I bought that TV because I don't want to talk about this too much. I don't want to. I'm not the guy that wants to brag about this stuff and about monies and stuff because it's not really true. Like I would not even got the console without Gaz. So
yeah, I mean that is true. So big shout out to Gaz for helping. Yeah. Flemish.
Yeah, Game On Daily, guys. Check out that website. One of the best websites you can get. For news, like an aggregation site, as they say it. Like, I don't know what that means in Belgium, in Flemish, but it's an aggregation site where you can find the latest news. So go to Game On Daily, check it out, and tell Gaz I sent you.
Tell Gaz that Flemish sent you. Yeah, so Flemish, what news aggregation means is that it's a grouping of news articles that are put on one site. So you can find them easily, and then you could choose which one, you know, which ones you want to read. That's what aggregation means.
I know, but I don't know what the word exactly is in Flemish. Like, I don't know how to say it.
It's definitely not Snoopkiss, I'll tell you that. Definitely not Snoopkiss.
No.
But, you know, you did sacrifice this year, I will say that. You got rid of your PlayStation, and you don't plan on getting a PS5 right now, right?
Yeah, I did sacrifice my PlayStation. Like, I sold my PlayStation 4 to get some more games that I wanted. And I'm going to sell my PS4 VR to get the Quest instead because I want the Quest 2. I'm really looking forward to that one, but I need to sell my PSVR first. And I'm doing that as soon as I get that adapter because I'm going to sell that with it.
Okay, that's a smart move. That's definitely a smart move to do that. To get my Series X, I did trade in because I got bonus credit for trading in my Xbox One X and my PS4 Pro. Now, keep in mind, my wife made me sell a bunch of my junk on eBay just to get the PS5 digital edition, which I did. I sold, and it wasn't junk, I sold my beloved Sea of Thieves mint condition Xbox controller. To be able to get the PS5. So I did that, sacrificed it. My PS5 was supposed to come today, but there's a mix-up at FedEx. It's a whole big fiasco. So I'm not happy with FedEx at all and their delivery systems, kind of like how Flemish's Xbox delivery went. So FedEx had a problem in Memphis, Tennessee. There's a lot of rumors of different things that occurred. Some rumors were like shelves were knocked over, and that's what caused some Series X's to be delayed coming from Memphis and Kentucky. Well, my PS5 went through the Memphis hub, and all night long, first on November 7th, they shipped it from Memphis to some other place, and then it turned around, they shipped it back to Memphis because they said cannot deliver early per shipper instructions. So okay, I understood that, right? I can't get it November 8th, I get it, it's got to be November 12th. So I'm sitting here on the 8th checking it on the 9th, checking it on the 10th, and I keep saying that it's in Memphis, Tennessee. Like, it keeps going in circles. In transit, Memphis, Tennessee. In transit, Memphis, Tennessee. Departed location, Memphis, Tennessee. Return to location, Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm like, what the hell is going on with my PS5 delivery? Like, this is some crazy stuff. And I don't even know if I can believe FedEx at this point in time. So I call FedEx customer service. I get a guy who I don't know if he completely understood me. I don't think his first language was English. But he said to me, he says, "Don't worry. Your package is on its way. It left Memphis, Tennessee. It is currently in Florida." And he named the city in Florida that the package was in. And then he goes, "They had a slight problem. They put it on the wrong truck. So the truck had to turn back around so they could put it on the right truck. But you'll get it tonight at 8 p.m. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get it at 8. I don't know if I could trust this guy because the website says it's in Memphis, Tennessee. So I get help support off Twitter, and I get somebody there that actually understands what I'm saying. And he says to me, he goes, "Man, I'm really sorry about your package." I was like, "Why?" He's like, "It just left Memphis, Tennessee to Tampa, Florida." I was like, okay, so it's in Florida? He goes, yes. He said, that's the good news. The bad news is you're not getting it until tomorrow.
But clowns. It's okay, yeah, man. So you're getting it tomorrow.
Man, I was going to do some videos, Flemish, at Marvel's Avengers. I was going to have some fun.
No, clowns, you have don't have to do a video of Marvel Avengers because it doesn't have the patch yet. Wait till the patch is here, man. That's what I'm saying. I have a question for the panel. I have a question. No. I have a question for the panel.
I'm on the panel. What's the question?
For the chat, I mean.
Okay.
If you play Marvel Avengers on the Series X at this moment in time, how does the game perform? And I wanted to say something else. I forgot. Yay, Flemish. Pure Flemish. I forgot. Don't mention. Clowns, back to you.
Okay. I mean, that's my PS5 story. It's pretty sad. I am not going to get it probably until tomorrow. If it does end up arriving here, I hope that it's like a complete error and they ship me two by accident. And then, you know, maybe I can give one to Flemish because he's been good, or give one to Matt. Well, Mav, I think Mav has one. Midway doesn't have anything yet for this generation, so maybe he could use it. I saw on Twitter there was a guy, he's like verified guy, checkmark and everything. He's like a journalist or something. But he says that he opened up his PS5 box and he ordered the all digital edition. He got the disc edition. PlayStation.
It was in the box.
Digital box. Yeah, PlayStation messed up. The serial numbers don't even match. So I wonder, like, if PlayStation one day is going to be like, oh, somebody reported their PlayStation missing and that serial number is stolen. Like, I have a fear that's what they might do. But if I happen to get the disc drive, I would love it. I would appreciate
but
it.
I would just call them and say, okay, you messed up my order. I already used the system. So is it possible that you can register this as a right one on my account because you made an error? But they're not going to like let you trade it in then. Like, it's their fault. You don't have to pay for that. So I would just call them if that was the case. Asa, there is one dude from Game On Daily. There we go.
Yeah, Flemish was giving a huge shout out, Asa. He says he wants to hang out and eat some Snoop Kiss with you.
I was shouting out Gaz again because he gave me the Xbox Series X early, like in advance with payment. So otherwise I would not have one. And I'm really enjoying it, by the way. So we want to thank you, Game On Daily in general, like I did before with the shout out to the channel, the website you're doing so.
But look at these fast load times in Wreckfest. If you've been paying attention, it loads super fast. And I believe Wreckfest is still on my external drive, but it still loads fast.
I'm just looking at your horrible driving, man. You should have driven a lot better.
Okay, this is coming from a guy who drove a bus and accidentally found out the bus is really strong. He had an incident one time.
Dude, they all have so high levels and so good cars. Like, when you touch them, you're just dead. So I'm like, okay, let me take my bus. I can drive a bus because I do it in real life. Let me take my bus and wreck them. And because the bus is so strong, it just wrecks everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So if you have to rate this console, clowns, how much? How much Snoop gets out of 10?
I'd probably say 9. I'm pretty satisfied with it.
9?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So just the console alone, right? Not the issues on the TV. Like, you don't have issues with your TV, of course. But just the console alone.
9.5.
And why the half point off?
Because I believe to be... I don't know. It's a good question. I think it's just stuck in my mind that it's hard for me to give something. It's hard for me to give something a perfect score. But in all honesty, you're probably right. I think thinking about price point, thinking about speed, thinking about all the features packed into this console for $500, good latency controller, the rumble's fantastic, they got grips on the controller. Yeah, I mean, I honestly, it deserves a 10. It really does. I mean, for all those features stacked into a $500 console, deserves a 10.
And the packaging in total, man, just in total, the whole experience of from you opening the console, the box, I mean, not the console, we're not going to open the console, until you plugged it in and played, like, everything works, everything is like they said it would be. The issue with my TV are not the console's fault, so I don't include it. I was actually going to include in Boom Show, but they actually said it's not a console, it's your TV. So it's not that you can blame it on the console. And that is true. It's LG. So LG did a boo-boo there. So yeah, I cannot say it to the console. But true. The console for me is an 11 out of 10.
Nice.
This is my first launch console. So I'm giving it one extra point because of that.
Well,
there's nothing I can say about this console that is bad. Even the quick resume, how silly it sounds that you just can resume your games, is so refreshing that I can just be like, hey, let me hop into Battlefield or Wreckfest, and then afterwards I can go back to my game. Then there's another game like, hey, do you want to play some Destiny? Yeah, let's play some Destiny. Or maybe on the let's say the community game nights on the Saturday, right, at 9 p.m. UK. Those are also fun, and they also do multiple games a night, and then jumping into those games and then back into your games immediately afterwards is so fun. Like, this console is just pure joy, man. There's nothing else I can say about this console. It's just pure joy.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you there. This console is pure joy. And Flemish, I know that you probably have a lot more to say, and unfortunately we're gonna have to wrap it up. I gotta pick up my daughter, she's working. But before we wrap it up, yeah, I know, right? She doesn't have a car yet. She's gonna have one soon. But before we wrap it up, there's some things I do want to say before we get out of here. First off, Megatron, awesome that you were able to catch a show live. I know that your work schedule sometimes interferes. Same with you, Midway, VJ, graphic god Mav, all shouts out. Pong, thank you for coming by. Mega, if you're off this week or next week due to the console release, got to get you on Four Guys with Quarters, man. Would love to have you on there. And there's a couple things I want to say. We actually got some big interviews coming up, okay? And I'm going to forget this, and hopefully one day I got to give Flemish a list so he can always remind me. So tomorrow we have Lucy. I can't pronounce her last name, but she designed over 8 different games. She's an animator. She did work on Battletoads as one of her games. She was the lead director for that. So she is going to be interviewed tomorrow. Flemish, you're probably off for that. So
no, I need to work. You bummed them.
It's 5
p.m. It's so funny, guys. So this clowns, right?
He has
my schedule. He didn't ask me.
I don't have your schedule.
I send you my schedule. You asked me to send it to you. You didn't even ask me to explain how my schedule works. And well, you still don't ask me when I'm off.
Listen, I couldn't. She said it has to be Friday and it has to be 5 p.m. UK time. So it's 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. I'll not be there then. As a co-host, that's sad.
Graphic God says sorry.
Yeah, because he said I was 31. So my beard is actually working. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I thought Flemish was like 49. So anyway, we got her coming on. Jim Heigel from Electronic Arts. He works on sports games. Electronic Arts actually gave him permission to come on and talk about what he does. He prefers Friday as well, and he prefers anything before 3 p.m. CST. So that would be probably anywhere from 11 a.m. up until 1 p.m. my time on a Friday. And we have huge shout out to this one. A good friend of mine on Twitter. He's an awesome guy. If you don't follow him, I hope you do. He's awesome in the comic book industry. His wife is Amanda Connor. She is the one that redesigned Harley Quinn for DC. His name is Jimmy Palmiotti. He's a writer for film, TV, and comic books. And he did help on the Suicide Squad and the Harley Quinn movie. And he's got a lot of other projects going on, like, all at the same time. Like, he's a really busy guy. And he's so down to earth, too, for, like, everything he does. And he's so well-known. He's just a really cool dude. He agreed to come on Four Guys Recorders, and that is supposed to be sometime in the next 2 months. So, Famish, hopefully you can convince your bus people that you could be here for that one.
No, I can only tell you that if I know it long enough up front, I can maybe trade it with another guy for other hours, but it's not sure. Like, there's a trouble about being bus driver. It gets scheduled like a month up front and not every day is scheduled in. So sometimes I have like an empty day, and that means I don't know what I'm going to get until 3 days before the day. So it's so stupid.
What sometimes. About interviewing Flemish, the bus driver, while you're driving your bus doing an interview with you?
Well, if you want to hear the things and the kadang of the street and stuff, like, that's fine.
Yes.
Then I would do my interview with you as a bus driver, but it's still going to be noisy.
Oh, it's not exciting?
If it's going to be noisy. Also, I want to say, Clowns, you're now like downloading, like updating Moxie's Heist, but you're doing it at 37 megabytes a second. And that's because you're still, like, I know this is recorded probably.
Yeah, but I have quick resume on some games.
Yeah, that's why. So if you want to have like uncapped megabytes per second, mine was at 409 one time. 409 megabytes a second.
Well, I don't mean to brag here, Flemish, and flex a little internet muscle, but my highest speed so far in this was 680 megabytes down.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's cool.
But I'm flexing. I flex it, Flemish.
Yeah, it's not cold on my TV, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true, man.
No, man. I'm so happy we can all play the games we want. It doesn't have to be the most best TV in the world or just an OLED. Like, you can play all the games you want on the TV you have, even if it's 1080p. And I'm just thankful for that. We all get to enjoy all the games from next gen, even on the less powerful TVs or the less OLED. Like, how do you say this stuff? Damn it, English is hard sometimes.
It is. So, Flemish, before we get out of here, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me here. He always drags me into everything. So you can find me on this channel with interviews, reviews. I'm sure we have to pick it up sometime again. And new shows, we have to pick that up as well. But at this moment, it's a little bit low, you know, like new launch. I have to enjoy my games. Like, this weekend, I'm just going to game like I did before. I even told my girlfriend, like, no cutesy time this weekend, just gaming. she knows I'm going to be gaming this weekend. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun. Enjoy next gen, guys. It's here. What I always said, and like I always say before I go and say that I'm always on Retro Renegades at 7 p.m. EST, and if they annoy me, I just mute them all. Like, I was so mad yesterday, and I don't want to say to Jay in chat, like, Graphic God, but I was just so mad. Like, it's launch day, and you're again talking about no games at launch. When you talked about it every damn week. Like, if it's not Game Pass that was talked about, it's freaking games itself. So I was just so... And not only me, like, some people were like, not this again. So I just muted the whole panel and was just like, okay, let me try to play something on my piano. So I did. I tried to. And then I muted all the rest and just unmuted myself so they could hear me, but not the others. And that was so fun for seconds until they noticed and they were all mad at me There was poor Flemish getting driven under the bus for their sake. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that moment.
Well, y'all can find me at Italian Clowns and Everything, Four Guys with Quarters, 4GQ TV News. Tuesdays is the main podcast with Mav, with Midway, and with VJ. Midway and VJ kind of rhyme. So, yep, we'll be there. I got to find out who's guesting this week. I probably already forgot. And then 4GQ TV News with Flemish and those interviews. You know, maybe one of these days we'll get Graphic God on there. You know, I would love to have Graphic God on the show. But yeah, so check us out there and see you guys later. I gotta go pick up my daughter. She's probably gonna be mad at me. But at least Graphic God's not mad. So
the thing I would say, we should interview Graphic God one day about this whole journey. He isn't interviewed yet. Or maybe he is, but it's been too long.
Ooh, yeah. That's not a bad idea. Let's put him on the spot. So maybe we can like get a stage and put his like avatar on a chair on the stage and shine like theater lights on him, like spotlights, and then we interview him. And then like you ask him weird questions that only Belgian people would, and then his avatar's face turns red, and then I ask him normal questions. And then he's normal with me. He's like, "Oh, clowns, you're cool."
Flemish, actually, if weird. He hosts the show and he can like put his face however he wants when he wants, like he can have like different colors on his face and stuff. Like when there's an awkward question, it turns green. When it's a steamy question, it turns red. When it's like a question that he thinks like, "Oh no, I don't want to be it," blue. Stuff like that.
Yep. Well, guys, I gotta go. We'll be out of here. We'll
talk about it.
So, see you guys later. Thanks for coming by. Yes. We love you. We love all of you.
See you guys. And like I always say at the end of the show, don't forget this, clowns. You know what I'm going to say. Be positive and stay happy, guys. See you next time.
Laters.